The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 8778-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Welcome in, folks, here on Big Blue View's YouTube channel and audio lineup, coming to you after the Giants' final Week 18 game. That being a loss to the Washington football team, falling by a score of 22-7, an abysmal game offensively with a plethora of mistakes, turnovers, just overall incompetence, Chris, in this game. And I don't know if it was the worst way that they could have ended the season, but it was almost up to the expectation that we would have gotten in this game. I wasn't expecting anything less other than a multi-turnover, mistake-ridden, problematic game as they lost to an in-conference rival.
Yeah, this was... I would say they played... The Giants played down to expectations. I've wondered if Saquon Barkley was going to be able to back up the 100-yard game we saw last week against the Bears. That did not happen. I think he averaged about 2.7 on the game. Way less than 100 yards total. It's a bad thing when Jake Fromm is your best rusher. let's just put that out there. The Giants probably would have been shut out if it weren't for a broken coverage that got Darius Slayton wide open for a gimme touchdown. We saw a lot of the same problems we've seen all season long. And now the Giants are just kind of limping and whimpering into the offseason, and they've got to get those problems fixed. We saw just incomprehensible play calls on the offense. We saw execution errors. The team just not ready to go out and play. Like, they used a timeout in the middle of the second quarter because they only had 10 guys in the field. And then, there was that series, that sequence of events right at the goal line, which that's going to get memed for a while.
Yeah, this game was, again, up to the par that we've seen the issues for the Giants. A lot of the same problems that we've gotten throughout the entirety of the year, and it's not even like a disappointment at this point. It's the expectation. It's what we've gotten accustomed to and used to. You kind of just have the game going on, and you're glazed over looking at the screen, just knowing what's going to happen on each play. But you referenced, I think, the one thing that really put a mark on this game and I think managed to make a horrible situation much worse than it needed to be, which was the decision on 3rd and 9 or whatever it was when they were backed up to run a QB sneak and then punt the football away instead of maybe taking a chance or just, heck, running the ball and then punting the ball away. That was the ultimate sign of we have given up. We have no willingness to fight. We are going to continue to get punched in the mouth. You would think that you would at least have some, some level of pride that you could try to pick up a couple yards on that play. But to me, that QB sneak is like kneeling with 2 minutes to go in the half and then punting the ball away and not having any intention of doing anything. It's giving up.
Yeah, I think the only reason why they didn't kneel is they didn't have the room. Yeah, they were back too far. Yeah. they, as soon as they ran the QB sneak on second down, which granted they were right on their goal line, it was second and 11. But when you're running the QB sneak in that circumstance, yeah, that says to me, you don't really have any faith in your offensive line to create any kind of a push to get your running back away from the goal line, which, you know, I know that last week, the safety where they were in the exact same situation and Devontae Booker gets tackled in the end zone because the offensive line couldn't create any kind of a push. You know, that had to be going through the Giants' minds collectively on that play. But you know, it was like they decided to punt after that pass to Elijah Penny failed. And so the whole point of that sequence was just to get Riley Dixon as much room as they possibly could and hope nothing catastrophic happened.
Yeah, and I understand like what you pointed out that they had previously experienced the worst form of failure the previous week in that situation. But to react in such a manner is pretty pathetic in my eyes. And there's a reason why everybody was blasting Joe Judge. And it is the perfectly fitting conclusion to the season in terms of the questionable decisions that he's made in a lot of similar situations. Like we've seen Joe Judge decide to punt on fourth and short. It has that similar philosophy, that similar thought process as those weird decisions that he has made. It is being overly conservative in your approach to the point where you don't want to take any risks at all. And that is the probably the grandest example that he could have put out there.
Yeah, the Judge was coaching as though he was terrified of losing. Yeah, the Giants kind of stopped coaching to win, stopped playing to win a long time ago. And I don't know that it was even with Daniel Jones's injury. It has felt to me like they've been playing to not lose all season long. And it's really just been the play of their defense and the other team making mistakes that have led to the couple close games they've had and the upset wins that they've had. It hasn't been because they've gone out and just laid it all on the field, taken the chances that a lot of teams that win do take. And it's... we've heard the reports that Joe Judge is safe, that you know whoever the next general manager is going to be is going to have to figure out a way to work with Judge. I don't know how you can justify that other than John Mara doesn't want to pay three head coaches at the same time. And for some reason, they think Joe Judge is another Bill Belichick or Tom Landry or Vince Lombardi or Sean Payton or you know any one of these other really all-time great coaches that have come through the Giants organization but risen to greatness elsewhere. So, yeah, it's almost like the Giants are afraid that Joe Judge will succeed elsewhere. So they're perfectly happy to keep him failing here.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Yeah, that's actually a really good thing that I think we need to bring up. And it's something that we've talked about over the past couple weeks. And we brought it up on this past week's preview show that depending on what happens in this game, what needs to happen for Joe Judge to solidify his return. And I would argue at this point that it is not necessarily a guarantee. I'm not saying that it is a lock that he gets fired, but the question should be out there and it should be asked by the Giants organization and the Mara family if they want to bring back Joe Judge. And I would argue the stretch over the past few weeks, despite dealing with some quarterback issues, has not given me enough where I would be willing to bring back Joe Judge. And I think the epitome of all of that is that decision to do the QB sneak. I don't think that this is a guy who has an intention to build and develop this team to the effect that it needs to create success. And we're just going to consistently get a mediocre product if there isn't a complete and utter shakeup. And we've seen over the stretch since the last Giants Super Bowl, it has been a cycling of different people with different general managers and different head coaches. It's been this back and forth of you get rid of one position and then you hire somebody for the other one. So like, they'll get rid of a general manager, then they bring in a new coach, they get rid of the coach, bring a new general manager. And it's this back and forth until no results, no positive results have been created. So I'm still in the mindset that you need to start completely from scratch. You need to get rid of Joe Judge. You need to look at outside candidates that are not connected really to the Giants organization. Same thing goes for the general manager spot where we're expecting Dave Gettleman to be gone. We expect him to be retired, in quotes, asked to leave most likely. But you get Ken Abrams brought up as a potential candidate. Hiring him would be the furthest form of failure, in my opinion, because you're just perpetuating the same people that are making the same mistakes. Start from scratch, start from new. If they want success, bringing everybody back or bringing back similar people is probably going to lead to the same results.
Yeah, you see it on the motivational posts all the time. If you do what you've always done, you'll get what you've always gotten. And, you know, the Giants had a chance to shake things up in 2018. Yeah. We can argue whether or not Jerry Reese should have been fired midseason. And quite frankly, I don't think we really need to argue that. That is well in the past. Mm-hmm. The ownership made their decision. They fired Reese. They fired McAdoo. They had the chance to make a fresh start. They had plenty of capital to renovate the team. They had high draft picks. They had about $24 million in cap space. And they went with the other guy that Ernie Accorsi was thinking about appointing his successor. And, you know, it's who's basically Jerry Reese, but not as forward thinking. And we have seen what has happened. You know, John Mara, Steve Tisch, the whole ownership brain trust, they need, absolutely need over the next week, you know, the next 24 hours, 7 days, however long it takes, they need to commit to giving this franchise a fresh start. Otherwise, like you said, it's just going to be more and more of the same. I mean, this, I don't want to drag Kevin Abrams, but the Giants had three inactive players. And they had three inactive players because they didn't have enough cap space left to sign enough players to fill out their roster. And Abrams is their cap guy. Yeah, the state of the team as a whole really is just a shared responsibility of everyone right now. And I think that means you can't single out any one guy to get rid of him and say, okay, it's all going to be better now. We can fix this.
And frankly, how willing John Mara is going to be to completely start from scratch could really dictate the future of this franchise. And had Joe Judge maybe put together some positive signs, it would be a different conversation. But here we are for this final week. We're sitting here questioning the quality of this roster. And as we've talked about consistently throughout the season, there's really nothing that we can point to and look forward to and say, okay, at least this is starting to improve. At least this looks good. Instead, we have Joe Judge telling us, oh, the locker room is close. Everybody is a cohesive unit. We don't know how true that is. It sounds like from the players talking that they believe that that is the case. But at the same time, a bad team being cohesive does not mean that that team is going to get better. There are things that need to change, and it starts from possibly Joe Judge. It's going to continue with that decision at the general manager spot, who they end up hiring.
And we've got a lot coming our way that we are going to be discussing during this week. We'll see what ends up happening with those moves, and we will be reacting to those things, which you can stay up to date on by following and subscribing to our podcast feed. Talk to you later, folks. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.